Well, good afternoon, friends. We appreciate you giving of your time to join us for another devotional. And if you've been with us over the last couple of times, you will know that we're looking at the whole subject of revival, just very, very briefly. And we do believe that revival is the greatest need in the Church of Jesus Christ and in this world of ours, and especially as we think about our own land and our own communities and our families and our own hearts as well, we need reviving. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14, the Lord lays down a wonderful promise or blueprint that he encourages us and expects his people to employ whenever the land is in need of spiritual healing and spiritual revival. He says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We were thinking about the first step in the road to revival is humility. Pride is the roadblock to revival. Before we pray, before we do anything, God says, humble yourselves, because pride is a root sin. It's a sin that God hates, a sin that God abominates. And then just immediately after that, he says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray." Pray. I wonder how many of us really give ourselves to prayer. The Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. It says pray without ceasing. It says pray continually. It says the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Whenever Saul was converted on the road to Damascus, the first characteristic of his new life in Christ was the reality of prayer. Behold, he prayeth. Prayer is so vital. Jesus Christ taught us to pray. He said, "When ye pray..." Not if ye pray, but when ye pray. Prayer is a divine imperative. Privately, entering into our closets, and publicly. And if we're able-bodied people at all, we should be able to meet together publicly with God's people for prayer. What is prayer? Well, the old catechism says prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God, for things agreeable to his will, in the name of Christ, with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies. And that's the type of prayer that we need to get involved in. Coming before God, seeking his will, coming before him with thanksgiving, with confession, and entreating God to come with revival and to heal our land. J.C. Ryle said prayer is the most neglected of all the Christian's privileges. E.M. Bounds says prayer is the soul's blood. John Wesley says God does nothing but an answer to prayer. Leonard Ravenhill said, "God does not answer prayer, he answers desperate prayer." And Matthew Henry said, in relation to revival, this: when God intends great mercy for his people, he first of all sets them a praying. Will you humble yourself and pray for this land of ours, and pray for our churches, and pray for this world, that God will pour out his spirit and God will send revival? You know, there's a remarkable verse of scripture, Isaiah 59:16. God looked down from heaven and wondered that there was no intercessor. He looked down upon his land and upon his people, and we know that God is all-knowing, but it expresses the heart of God. He wondered that nobody was praying. There was no intercessor. Or in the book of Ezekiel, God sought for a man to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge before him for the land, an intercessor, but he could find none. Will we give ourselves? Will you give yourself to real, authentic, intercessory prayer?